Hello and welcome to another episode of Nerdtopia. Sorry for the delays from the previous episodes. We lost internet for a week and we switched from DSL to cable, so now it's back up again and we're recording.
As though anybody was listening, but yes, you were listening. Thank you for waiting.
So today's subject is going to be about the history of Mario, because yesterday they released Super Mario Galaxy 2, which is a pretty interesting, fun game with a lot of new features, but it's pretty much the Super Mario world of 3D Mario games.
In fact, at we've always loved Mario as a character, and most of the video games themselves. We love it so much that since we both work at McDonald's, David and I am short and fat, and he's tall and skinny, and we used to both have mustaches. And so we were called the Mario Brothers, me being Mario and him being Luigi. It was fun.
But back on really the subject. Yeah. The basic set of five 2D Mario games that are well known is Mario's 1, 2, and 3 on the NES, and Super Mario World 1 and 2 on the Super Nintendo. Basically, what Nintendo seems to be doing now is repeating those in 3D form. Because basically, if you look at the whole series of games, the original Super Mario Brothers, there were a lot of platforming games around before Mario came out, but after Mario, like, nearly every 2D platforming game, if not all 2D games, took something from Mario.
Yes. Mario was rather the Apple of the video gaming industry, while Apple innovated and made easy use of the computer for the typical person, the typical user, and using, obviously, various aspects of other companies, they later on did inspire everybody else to have how to simplify things.
And on the 3D side of things, there was Super Mario 64 on the N64, which without it, we wouldn't really have 3D platforming games. And it's interesting that those two games are the basis of all the games around it. And what's interesting after that, though, is that because Nintendo did not want to repeat the same mistakes of Atari, they released Super Mario 2, which was really Doki Doki Panic, a game filled with Middle Eastern family that did not run like the Mario family, and had various abilities, but was really not like any other game, Mario game before or after it, and was not as well received.
Though it did produce several new concepts in the storyline, which made it more interesting. Actually, didn't you say it was the one that made the difference, the height difference between Mario and Luigi?
Yes, and difference in jump and other abilities, yes.
Yes.
But along the same lines in 3D, Super Mario Sunshine on the GameCube, a lot of people did not like the water gun, myself included, and cleaning up sludge all over the place, it was too different, too out of the ordinary, and really cut out from the platforming that you expect a traditional Mario game to have. But where they really hit their stride was Mario 3 on the NES, where they had the raccoon suit and the frog suit and all kinds of other different new levels and new abilities and a variety of different games and spruced up graphics.
It proved that clothes truly make the man. Obviously, he changed his clothes, he changed his ability.
And along the same lines, Super Mario Galaxy on the Wii, the first one, really revolutionized things and took a lot of the elements from Mario 3 into 3D. And now that we're up to Mario World, Super Mario World on the Super Nintendo took things even further on that system, whereas Super Mario Galaxy 2 has also reintroduced Yoshi, just like Mario World did, and more suits and more features and so on and so forth. Now, if things keep going this plan, the next game should be similar to Yoshi's Island, which was all about Yoshi. If they have a completely 3D game where you just play Yoshi, I don't know how well that'll work compared to playing Mario and Luigi.
And obviously it'll be different, too, because it'll be on the Wii. So a different playing dynamic.
Oh, absolutely. But I'm sure if they're going to keep this galaxy theme going, which seems to work pretty well in terms of gravity and other unique enhancements.
Did you mention Paper Mario in this?
Oh, Paper Mario, not yet, but since we have to almost stop here, please, if you like this, send an email to codemaster2005@gmail.com, and we'll talk to you later.